They had coordinated jack-off times?
Well, yeah. If you can't, okay. if you can't join them, beat them.
What is up, everybody? You have just tuned into the Tether Radio Podcast. The only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I'm your host, Daniel, and I'm joined this week by Allie and Larry.
Whoa. I can't follow that up.
Well, no. It was one of these things that I was just like, Allie and Larry. Allie. Larry.
How long before we run out of air for the air horn?
It is unlimited.
My
it is
God.
The world's largest air horn.
Dude, do you realize how much strength I have in my index finger?
The budget, I can poke that we are button. Burning. We are burning through the budget for air horns, okay? We need to watch out because shit, the fiscal year hasn't even ended yet.
I just got a text message from our air horn representative. He said we've actually passed our quarter.
Yeah, they're on back order.
Son of a bitch.
They're in high demand in Australia because shit's falling apart down there.
Yes, it is.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
So anyway, listeners, we've all lost our shit. Welcome to it.
Yeah. It's been a long day for all parties.
It's been a long fucking week for all parties.
Month? Well, year?
I wasn't gonna parties, go there, but
I'm saying all parties, like including my personalities. Everyone in my head, all parties. I don't know about you guys, but
no, dude, I'm running out of space.
Yeah, so it's been fun.
Rock and roll. So, well, I'm kind of afraid to ask about your guys' weeks after that one.
Okay, I will volunteer and go ahead.
Okay,
hell yeah.
Straight out the rip. My week started out just like any other week, you know.
Hi, just my name's like, Larry. You might know me as just the common guy.
You
might know me as Puppy.
Puppy. Hey,
as the great poet Tom DeLonge and Mark Hoppus and Travis Barker once wrote, you know, work sucks, I know. But, you know, aside from that, my personal life was great. And then I had this mini me get sick.
Yeah.
So I'm at work, and what was it? It was fucking Tuesday. Mm. I'm at work, and I got a phone call from the school. Hey, your son's throwing up. Come get him out of here. And I'm like,
oh damn, shit. He was.
You said he got sick yesterday. You've lost your mind.
Wait, we can't say yesterday. We have to refer to days.
Was it yesterday? See, I don't even remember.
So Wednesday.
It was Wednesday.
Okay. So it was yesterday. It was Wednesday.
You were saying in the group chat. Yeah.
So this past Wednesday, because this comes out on Monday. I'm sorry. This is okay. I know.
It's, whatever.
Anyway, kid sick.
The point is, I got a phone
kid
call.
Sick.
Come pick him up.
I know. He's sick. Sorry.
Well, I pick him up and like he's uncontrollably like vomiting. He cannot stop. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's a stomach bug or whatever. And then I got to the point where I'm like,
are you a doctor? Okay. No, just kidding.
I got to the play point one where I'm on like, my podcast.
No, but I almost called you at Holiday Express.
No. I was at a pharmacy and the pharmacist was too busy. Like there was somebody on the phone filling up Medicaid bullshit.
Yeah.
And I almost called you on the opinion for two medications.
Sure.
And then I was like, he's probably going to say, I don't know, because I haven't practiced medicine in so long.
See, that's where you're wrong.
He keeps his license updated.
I keep my license updated, and I paid more than I'm willing to tell you guys on the air for access to a very helpful application on my phone.
Oh,
so.
Is it GoodRx? No, I'm just kidding.
Is it WebMD? No,
Wrongo.
But it was early. It was early in the morning. Sure. So it was like 8:30. So I didn't want to bother you or whatever.
Sure.
And then anyway, so like he just kept just being tired. And I was like counting down the symptoms. I'm like fatigued. Throwing up. His head hurts. I'm like, oh shit, is it COVID? Mm. I'm like, oh no. So then finally, after like the a billionth time, because mm-hmm. he couldn't keep anything down, I took him to the doctor. He got tested for, you know, strep, flu, and COVID. He took it like a champ, like all three tests. It was like back to fucking back, right?
Yeah.
Turns out he has strep. Negative for COVID, negative for the flu.
Yeah.
Strep throat, but still, like, he gets strep like at least twice a year, and it never presents this way. It's always just like he always comes up to me like, my head hurts, my ears hurt, and my throat's hurt. Yep. My throat hurts.
Okay. Yeah, I've had strep a million times, and I don't think I've ever thrown up from strep.
Never has he said, I'm really tired and I'm throwing up all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the fuck?
Sure.
So anyway, that's what I've been doing.
Real quick, Larry, I love you, brother. You are not, and I'm not kidding you, you are not inconveniencing me by using me as a resource. I would absolutely love, I answer questions for all my parents and their friends and all of Megan's friends and shit. So, like, I'm looking to answer questions. Like, if you would like questions answered, please look no further. So,
man, use your friends for the resources that they have.
Exactly. Like, dude, if I knew a damn whatever, you know, rocket scientist, and I was trying to fucking buy build a rocket.
Jason and Alicia.
Shit, we really do know rocket scientists.
Wait, I thought she was a chemical engineer.
He legit works on rockets.
Yeah. He's like, no, he's not mechanical. I keep wanting to say
he works on jet engines.
Yeah.
But my point is, dude, use your fucking resources. Don't make it more difficult on yourself. So
I meant to tell you, they did tell me that they were legit, like, just flustered when we were talking and trying to figure out what a protractor and a compass was. They were like, oh my God, it's protractor, you motherfuckers.
I told you it was a fucking protractor and a compass, and then, like, because that's the episode I was not on.
Yeah.
And then you were like, no, it was a square.
I was looking for the triangle thing. That's what I was thinking of, was the, like, it looks like three rulers made together into a triangle, but
I failed geometry.
So they were literally screaming whenever you guys were.
I'm pretty sure they were. Yeah. When I saw them, they're like, "I had a bone to pick with y'all."
Damn it!
I love it. Oh, anyway, God. that was my week. But anyway, silver lining is strep throat. He's good. Cool. He was better today. Not COVID.
Yeah.
You know, it's just antibiotics.
Rock and roll.
Is what it is, so.
Good.
So he's feeling better and everything.
Yeah, but Killer. He still can't be around fucking people until Monday. So
For sure, man.
Man, I hate getting strep. Like, I was just thinking about it this morning. I was like, as many times as I've had it, like,
have you had it as an adult?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I had remember it
getting
all
it as a
time.
Kid.
Yeah,
all the fucking
yeah.
Time.
Oh my
I've
God,
never had it.
Really,
dude.
I don't have tonsils. I haven't had tonsils since I was a kid.
So you had them removed.
Yeah.
Okay. Because my brother had him removed because, like, dude, and he sounded so different after he...
Really?
He sounded like this, brother. And then, like, after he had him removed, it was, like, more normal. Like, it was the weirdest...
Is that where Kermit came from?
He legitimately sounded like fucking Kermit the Frog, dude.
Kermit just needs a tonsillectomy.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Plus, dude, honestly, his color is really off.
Lol. Shut the fuck
up. Oh, come on. Dad jokes. Dad jokes. Wait, and survey says, oh, son of a bitch. This survey sucks.
Anyway, enough about me.
Okay. I have what?
Don't spit out your drink all at once, Daniel. God damn.
What got you so funny?
You said you just put your hand up to your head and you're like onto me or something. And I was like, oh God.
Now that we're done with that shit. No, okay. Daniel was like, why don't you ever tell any of your wacky work stories? And I was like, well, a lot of them are too specific to work, but I saved this one. Daniel has not heard this one.
Yes.
And I told Larry it earlier because it's too much. But I got to write up a report with this wording in it, okay? So, real short. This could be basically anywhere that the, like, stuff-wise, probably not language-wise. But, so this guy, walks by another guy, and the second guy is like pressing on a computer screen.
Okay.
First guy goes, "Hey, bro, that's not a touch screen. You can't do that." And just like nicely, calmly,
makes sense.
Walks by. Second dude turns around and goes, "Suck my dick." Wait, what? First dude had that reaction, like record screech, and then was like, "What?"
He was like,
"Yeah. Did you tell me to suck your dick?" Yeah. And he like stops in his tracks and goes, "Who are you talking to?" Okay, and the second dude, I swear on my life, turns around, looks at him, points at him like that jab point in the air, and goes, "You." And the first dude is like,
Those are fucking fighting words right there.
Yeah, so he walked off.
I have a theory.
Okay.
I think the first dude thought that him and the second dude were closer than he thought.
The dude walking by.
If amongst friends you're like, suck a dick. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. Right? But.
But anyway, continue.
Oh my God.
So I got to write up the statement. And the dude that was walking by was like, "Will you write it and I'll sign it?" And I'm like, "Yes." Yeah. So I'm writing it and I'm like, I get to write a statement that goes in your file that says, "And he turned around and he said, suck my dick."
Oh my God.
Yeah. Amazing. What a time to be alive.
What a time to fucking be alive, babe.
Oh, I have a question topic.
Oh. Oh, whoa, ooh.
That Mary was like, "Y'all should ask this on the podcast."
Marylicious, what's up?
There you go.
Would you kill your father if he was Hitler?
Absolutely not.
We can unpack different. What?
He said, I said absolutely not.
You would not kill your father if your father was Hitler.
No.
So where my mind went was
at what level of Hitler was it? Like,
yeah, because on
pre-atrocities or post?
Correct. Because like in all actuality, obviously I'm not a fucking apologist.
Sure.
Oh no, it's happening!
Oh no. He just started saluting and he grew a very small mustache.
Yeah.
Daniel, by the way, did you know that I've been recording these sessions the entire time? No, I'm just kidding.
Sure, why not? What do I have to lose? I'm a stay-at-home dad. No, I'm just kidding.
My reasoning behind that, what do you have to lose? A medical license? How about that?
I'm completely ethical joking. Reasons? Oh my God.
I know you're kidding.
UTHSC or hell, the Board of Pharmacy. Sorry, that's the school that I graduated from. Board of Pharmacy, come strip my license or go fuck yourself. Anyway. So let's dive into this a little bit.
Yeah. I would not. My reasoning for saying I absolutely would not is, it's kind of complicated but simple at the same time. It's like, especially for me, for example, like my parents did so much for both me and my brother growing up that. You know, like I idolize my dad for his hard work ethic, you know what I'm saying? And all that. Would it be different if he was Hitler? I think the same ideology would still be in place. Mm-hmm. Now, if I were to have not known him my entire life and then had my own ideals and then came into that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. But. Growing up with your parents, growing up with your father being an influence on you. I think that kind of your ideals will match with theirs until you're a full grown adult.
Okay.
And you spend time away from your parents.
So, I agree with you to a point. Do you think that your mom would have like seen something that it's like, because now that I think about it, well, obviously Hitler did not have any children. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I mean, not that we know of.
Okay.
Ooh.
So
that's a good point.
I don't know. We know he had Eva Braun, right? His mistress.
Yeah.
I don't think that she ever bared any children.
Bore
any children. Sorry. So
I feel like it's pretty set in stone that he did not have children.
So, man, I don't know, because it would really be one of these things that, in my opinion, I don't think Hitler.
God.
I'm walking a real fine line here, guys.
This is a cancel episode right here.
Fuck it, man. You ask an opinion. I'm sorry. Do I get canceled because of my opinion?
Mary asked.
I'm sorry,
for
Mary. You ask for opinions. If we get canceled over opinions, what the fuck is the purpose of like allowing people to speak? So, so my thing is that it's like, okay, his shit got way the fuck out of control.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, so we're going to walk back from the end. At what point did it truly get out of control, kind of thing?
So you're asking,
it didn't start out of control. If you're fucking familiar with history.
Hitler went to art school. Well, I mean,
but no,
I'm kidding. I know.
So, my thing is like, okay, if you were influenced him in his earlier years, kind of shit, in his rise, I guess, then maybe you would be like, okay, this is my conceived notion of him, and then you go on this other path, whereas he takes it fucking like batshit level to where it ended up, kind of thing.
Also, at what age are we talking about? Like,
well, and I don't know.
Am I a teenager?
Am I
a full grown adult? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Well, and what repercussions
might you have? Because even though he's Hitler, it's not legal for you to kill him. Yeah. I get that.
First of all,
if you could get away with it.
Before we even move.
Look,
any
this is
further,
very open ended. There are a lot of things you
can do. And I don't want anything. We are not fucking apologists for this shit. Okay?
we are not pro-Hitler.
We're just saying. We're just discussing this shit.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like that's understood.
Okay. Well, I'm
what
just
about
saying,
you,
like, I don't
Allie, want, since you presented this, what would you do?
Okay.
You as a 16-year-old.
It's a nature and nurture kind of thing, man.
Well, I feel like my first gut answer was, duh, yes, he was Hitler. But,
because you know what you know now.
Well, but... So, yeah. Yeah.
Whatever,
but,
you Hitler apologist.
But I also...
The only minority on the podcast besides a woman, you know...
Besides a woman.
Am I not minority enough for the minority club?
Wait, time out. This is the best part. We're all minorities on the podcast.
What are you, Jewish?
No. On the podcast, I'm the only white guy, you're the only girl, and you're the only fucking Hispanic.
God damn it.
I'm just saying, hey, man, if you guys want to fucking split hairs, let's split hairs.
My guys are not allowed to be minorities, ever.
Nope.
Period.
Well, then, fuck you. No, I'm just kidding.
Anyway, but ultimately, yeah. I'm super anti-death penalty.
Yeah.
So, like, who am I to kill someone because of what they've done?
Well, And that's same? That. This that's mine.
But
that
then,
is
but
also
then,
an issue with me. So
but yeah, I'm
not
pretty
not that I'm
sta-
like
no, no, but I'm
hardcore on
pretty it, fucking it staunchly fucking anti-death penalty. But yeah. I'm also like, okay, but he was Hitler. Like, can he be the one exception? Like,
yeah.
So
yeah, well, that's how you start off on a rocky road. One exception.
Sure.
True.
Yeah.
One exception leads to two. Two leads to this. You know.
Next thing, we're Ed Gein apologists. Yeah,
that's why there shouldn't be just one or two exceptions. Everything should be exceptions so that nothing is an exception.
Mm.
Yeah, wrap your mind around that
inception.
One.
Hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? It's like when everybody's special, nobody's fucking special.
Except if you're special.
Oh, wow.
So
fun. Like these special. Guys who were arrested.
Terrible, terrible. You know what? Everybody asks about your guys'
How
week.
How was your week?
Nobody
was
your
week. I cut you My off, fucking and I was week. Like, let's talk about you killing know Hitler.
Fuck y'all and your weeks.
No,
I'll,
no,
I'll we still shove we my still, week up like, my ass no, Daniel, and fucking Daniel, button my lip.
You no, still I'm have to kidding. Do your I'm thing. Kidding. How was your week?
You know what? It sucked. Let's move on. No, just kidding. It was actually really good. I was actually talking about how I think that we're in a turning point for society. I was actually legitimately
like walking
talking.
Up the stairs to record. We were yes. talking about this.
It is the weather is beautiful. It's amazing. It feels incredible outside. I think that I think we have turned a corner as society, and I think that we are headed in the right direction, which is up. So, yeah, I'm feeling pretty damn positive. My kid is pissing in the toilet. He's not. We don't have to set timers anymore for that stuff.
Good.
So like. Great. Dude, I'm on fucking cloud 9, brother.
Hell yeah.
So, 9? Is it 9?
Yep.
9. Damn it.
God,
back to the
back.
Hitler.
He's right back.
Anyway. Oh, fuck. Will would have... Will. When Will listens to this, he is going to love that. Because anytime Will sees a number 9, he goes, 9!
He does.
But no, I will not belabor it. I'm feeling pretty fucking solid and positive.
Do you feel, solid enough to get solid with an old segment that we used to have? That is
yes. Bring
wait
it
a
back.
Second. Let me open the closet. Yeah, Trixie, I need you out of here now. What can I do for you, girl? Call me a whore and I guess some more. Oh, it's Pornhub comments, motherfuckers!
Back by popular demand. Legit, so, we did have a demand for this, for real.
So, yeah, so I was actually doing No Nut August, so I couldn't get on Pornhub. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
No, so I was told that a lady by the initials of JD has requested Pornhub comments. And you know what we do? We do exactly what's requested. So
we aim to please.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So I'm going to bring you some stuff from Pornhub. This one's from Fernand Dominator.
Ooh.
Fernand Dominator.
Oh, yeah.
Were they listening to our last week's episode? Are they in a gimp suit?
I can only hope. He said, I can't focus on the video while this guy is saying a fucking ninjutsu spell when doing her.
What?
A what?
Yeah, I had to look that up myself.
Okay.
Once again, I'm asking for sauce, man. Come on. Like,
so apparently it has something to do with the anime, and correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, Naruto. I have no idea
Famous
what the fuck's
for
going
a run,
on.
I hear.
Yes, you might have heard about them when the followers
were going
to storm Area 51.
Can I just say how disappointed it is that we didn't storm Area 51, but we did storm the Capitol?
You know what?
Don't
so
fucking we.
Fun.
What is this?
Wait,
a Queens?
Out.
Is this
time
is this a Queens we?
Well, no,
this
as is, society.
This is the thing, though. Are you sure that they didn't have their coordinates wrong?
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Let's just fucking storm the Vatican. How about that?
Ooh.
As a Catholic, I would say
led
yes.
by Nicolas Cage.
Dibs on the Pope Mobile. I'm driving that.
Oh
fucker.
My God! Can I stand in the back?
Hell yeah!
Yes.
I'm driving. I don't give a fuck. I'm driving.
All right. So this one, I like this one.
Okay.
Kinksky. That is the poster.
Like Banksy, but like for kinks?
Basically.
Okay.
This was a life-changing experience. The power of words is so immense, and your use of it is beyond immaculate. Evolution gave us language, and language gave us this. This world may be plagued with death, torment, slavery, and hatred. Such pleasure, and the pleasure you share through your words can show how life has a depth to it. adept that truly makes existence more than surviving, but truly living. And then Lockup 55 V2 said, man, my guy had an orgasm so hard he became a damn philosopher.
Bro, I was about to say, sir, this is a Wendy's.
Bro, we're just watching Mia Khalifa take it deep in her ass, dude. Like, come on.
Yeah, right. My God.
Oh, God.
Let me check these last two. Yeah, there we go. So, 123 Awesome 305 posted, chew gum while cutting onions so you don't cry. And what? Corvette 4.
I've heard that.
Yeah, he was like, the fact that I learned this in a Pornhub comment section is fucking ridiculous. And then wow. Another dude was like, huh, learn something new every day. So this one, this next one goes out to Allie, though.
Oh.
Okay.
Bad Boy Bobby. Me and my grandma really enjoyed this. ICT responds with, asterisk, my grandma and I.
Wow.
I was like, where did I come into this?
The grammar man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I was just like, dude, I love some grammar connection.
There is a very correction. Simple rule, and that's what bothers me. Like, yeah. Allie has broken me with one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So congrats on her on that one. But there is another one that really bugs me. And the people that don't know the difference between using whoever and I and whoever and me. Hmm. Like, it's a simple rule. Just take out the other person. And does it sound right?
Yeah.
Dude, Allie, so you were the first. I was the second. Allie told me about that. And I was like, I will use this moving forward. Yep. And I will never forget this.
Because that is like the easiest grammar rule. It's like so many easy. Other grammar rules have exceptions or
it's like, dude, it's like holding up.
Yes.
Holding up these.
The fingers.
If you hold your, right. If you hold both of your hands up in the shapes of L's, one is going to be backward and that is not your left hand.
Yeah.
And I'm teaching that to my son right now.
Yeah.
And so he's like, put my milk on this side when I eat breakfast. And I'm like, which side is that? Yeah, and I'm like, hold your, you know, whatever. But, and then I'm like, here's Pornhub comments, Finn.
Which one do you think we should read?
Yeah.
Finn's like, let's start on the left. The left is this side.
He's like, that lady looks in pain. And I'm like, that's what you think.
Oh.
And this has been Pornhub comments.
Oh, hell yeah, Trixie.
Get after it, Trixie.
Larry, go ahead and do it.
I don't know.
Oh, damn it, I couldn't
do it. Sorry.
I will do this, though. I will take us on a road trip to Florida.
Hell please yeah. Do.
Because there is a Chrysler Dodge Jeep dealership down there that has a very, very Florida situation. So... okay. The great AP News brought us this article. A Florida man tries to trade in a vehicle from the same dealership he stole it from. Spit out your drinks while you can, ladies and gentlemen, because yes, this is real.
Dude, okay, real quick tangent. I had a guy, I worked at an Office Depot, okay? I had this guy come in and he had like, you know, those clear, like really thick, plexiglass.
God damn, how many jobs have you had?
A lot. It's weird. Retail, you jump around in retail.
You're talking about Nalgene?
No, yeah. But like the things that you put like software and stuff in so it doesn't get stolen, you bring the whole box up and they unlock the box and they sell you the thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
like video games and stuff around it.
Yeah.
He did that with like a copy of like Windows or something.
Oh, okay.
He brought it up.
I don't know why. Home Depot? Nalgene.
Office Depot.
Oh, I thought you said Home Depot.
No.
I was like, what the fuck is Home Depot selling office for?
So he brought it up in the box, okay? And he's like, yeah, I need to return this. I was like, you haven't bought this. What? And he's like, yeah, I did. I asked old boy and he said I could keep that box. And I was like, no. Like, you don't.
No,
you did not.
It's not a thing.
And that's what this feels like.
Dude, you should have been like, excuse me, puppy. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
And then Ian's like mad that I wouldn't take it back. I'm like, you literally walked in empty handed, took this off the shelf and came up to me to ask for cash for it.
So this, do you think that it has worked in the past?
Yes.
God, that is just disappointing.
If you pitch a big enough fit, places will just give you cash. That's why people do it.
Wait, no, no, slow down. I'm writing it down. I'm writing it down. if you pitch right. a big enough
okay, okay, so, okay, okay.
All right. So there was a call to the Florida, Lake City, Florida Police Department. Mm-hmm. On Monday, which this happened on yesterday the 22nd. This happened on Wednesday the 22nd. Mm-hmm. Right. So the Monday before that, there was a call that was placed to the Lake City, Florida Police Department because this gentleman tried to trade in a vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
But upon further inspection of the VIN number, it yes. had been noticed that that car was stolen from the dealership a few days earlier.
No, it's cool. Old boy told me I could keep it.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I have a question. How the fuck do you steal an entire car from a dealership? Like how do you
sometimes it kind of makes me wonder with stories like this that it's not like an inside job kind of thing.
Well, also right? I feel like when you go test drive a car, like
you can just take off. No, because a fucking a dealer gets
they take
in
your license,
with you.
They get in not with always. You. Well, they take a picture or, well, yeah, I'm sorry,
they might keep your license
photo,
and let you take it.
Copy your license. Well, if they keep your license, you can't drive.
Oh, you think you can't drive without having a license on you?
Oh my God. No, you know what I mean?
What
legally.
If it's a fake license? Like,
No, but my, okay.
Daniel has obviously never seen a fake license before.
Wait, time. No. I'm saying like, if you go to a dealership and they request to keep your license while you drive a car.
Yeah.
What?
That's no. My experience while like test driving cars has been one of two things.
Yeah.
They ask to copy my license.
Yes.
And they give it back.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they have a salesman ride with me.
Right.
Okay.
Even if they kept your license and you test drove the car for 10 minutes, like, okay, then they give you your license back.
But your license is with you with someone in the car.
No, like if they kept your
if
license.
If you get pulled over, you don't have a license.
It but exists. You're on a test you just don't drive. Have it with you. It's not a big deal.
Okay, anyway, I'm not going to lie. It would be a big deal driving, if you got pulled over.
Driving without a license
yeah.
doesn't mean like not in the car with you. It means like you don't have a license.
No, it does. Because it you can leave your fucking license yeah. at home and you can't drive your car.
My car yeah. works if my license is not in it.
Oh my God, Alex.
I'm just saying,
I'm not talking
dude.
About that. No, I'm saying if you have a traffic
there are,
a moving
yeah.
traffic violation without your license on you, you're fucked.
You show them that you have a license later though. Just like if you don't have
you're
your
going
insurance
to get
with
written
you
up.
But you
you're
have
going
legal
to get written up for driving without a license.
My man that's stealing cars is not thinking like this though.
Okay. Okay. I think we're talking. Are we arguing different things?
Help. No, I see where both
say,
of you are yeah. coming from.
If his license was yeah. fake and they did keep it,
yeah.
he doesn't care. Or if it was fake and they copied it and then they let him go drive it.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. Okay. We'll
I understand what both of you are saying. This article is not that long, but you are making it long.
Yep.
No, I'm just saying you can't drive without a fucking license. That's all
you
I'm saying.
You can. It's just not
I
legal.
I know that you're capable.
Okay.
But, okay.
Yes. Just you like are, I am okay. capable of okay, cool. reading, but I don't for pleasure, Allie. Anyway, the man admitted to stealing the vehicle. The police had said, adding to that, the crime was captured on the dealership security cameras.
Yeah.
He was arrested on charges, including grand theft auto of a motor vehicle and criminal mischief. What is non-criminal mischief?
Just having a good old time.
So
hijinks.
Funny that you would ask that. Some shit happened in our neighborhood this morning that I would consider non-criminal mischief.
What? Pissing on your mailbox?
No. So I went to I went to run, and then I came back. And when I came back, the house in the front of our neighborhood, somebody had put probably 50 to 75 metal flamingos.
Yes.
Pink flamingos in the fucking yard.
What the fuck? That's usually a charity thing. Like, well, so,
and they complain about me driving through your goddamn neighborhood.
Say what?
And you have flamingos all over the fucking place.
No, dude, I was really pissed because they were like super like on top of it. Because I was like, I really want to take a picture of this, but I'm not going to like walk over there and take a picture. I'll take a picture from the car when I take Finn to school. And like, dude, they were all fucking gone by 9 o'clock. Dude got up and like just did his shit and whatever, got all the flamingos and rolled. So
but
they were a boatload.
Okay. I wanted to start off my segment with this. But I'm going to do it after I read the story. Mm-hmm. So that was my first story. Second of all, I really wanted to start it off by, because as you know, I covered a whole bean thing in London. Not too long ago. You remember that? The bean vandalism?
Yeah. Dumping them on like cars and shit.
Yeah. So there's another thing happening with beans in London and that I wanted to cover, but fucking Side Stories did it first yesterday, and they claimed that no one else was covering it.
I know. I was listening to it this morning. I was like, wrong.
Dude, I was like, have you heard of the Tether Radio podcast?
And I did not want to be like, oh, I'm covering it now after fucking last podcast Side Stories said that no one else was covering it.
Yeah.
But for the record, if you go through the archives, we covered it here first about the bean vandalisms.
Fuck so, yeah, we did. Check it. Forced you wreck it, y'all.
Anyway, that's all I have for that one.
All right. Where are we going to head from here, friendos?
I have a slate thing.
Yes. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. We need a slate.
We do.
We need a slate soundbite, man.
Yeah.
Are they normally sexual?
These are both sexual. Like, I have two, and they're both sexual.
Okay,
but they're just fake bullshit.
Can we request? Okay. Like, can we send an email to Ryan Reynolds' publicist or manager to like write us a slate intro, like a quick 10-second thing? So that Ryan Reynolds could introduce a Slate article.
I'm sure he'd get back to us.
We could. Yeah, I was going to say.
We got a big following.
We could write him. I don't know how much of a return we're going to get, but.
God.
Oh, okay. Dude, Slate us up.
So.
Slate me so hard.
The headline says, I found a woman with an incredible sexual talent, but I'm worried about what I'm really doing to her.
Oh, no.
God, my interest is piqued.
I just love the image that is on this.
Wait, do I need to, article. Should I click it or should I just like?
Yeah, you can click it. Yeah.
Should I click it or should I stick it?
Yeah, you can click it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, which image? Oh, yeah. Okay, so this dude writes in, he says he's in his 40s. He's had a lot of great, amazing sex over his lifetime. He's kinky, he likes a lot of stuff, but he's usually very dominant sexually and his favorite, I'm going to let you not spit that out. Let you go ahead. And I was trying to give you a
break, so you didn't dig at your beer. You calling me out made me want to spit it.
Is this the third time you spit your beer out?
No, I haven't spit anything at this point.
But he's done like a spit take. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
I would tell you what I did, but it would not be good radio.
So he says his favorite kink has always been ass play, giving and receiving. He's seeing a woman who is also in her 40s. She was kind of inexperienced with ass play before him. She has really taken to it and enjoys it very much. Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Here's the issue. When I penetrate her anally, she likes it very rough. We always use a lot of lube, but she likes it best when I don't really warm up her ass. Then he goes on to brag about having a big dick and that she's small. Mm. And at her specific request, it is intentionally brutal. blah, blah, blah. We have hard ass sex for like 20 minutes.
Shit.
No. And then.
That's it. I just sex. Fucking marked that shit. And we might just start this one off with we had our hard ass. No, just.
That's oh not, my
I can,
God.
I can assure you that will not be used. I know.
We have a safe word. She never taps out. I've never encountered anyone taps like her. Taps out?
Holy shit. What is he what ever, is her- like an arm bar while he's like fucking like banging her?
Her safe word is cantaloupe and she hates fucking honeydew.
Yeah, seriously.
So he's like, I don't know how she takes it like that. And then he's like, she doesn't visibly bleed or have any like after effects other than maybe being a little tender the next day.
My She's man, cool with it. Blah, my blah. Man.
My
she
man.
Has done this before.
No.
You are not
she
the first.
She was inexperienced. He said. Dude,
can I just tell the listeners that Larry just stood the fuck up to say that? He stands up and grabs his mic to fucking say that. So
my man's question is, what are the physical ramifications for her anus and rectum long term? My
Wait,
man.
Did you say ramifications?
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
No, but like honestly, like I mean
long term, easy penetration.
Right? Yeah. So
long term, I'd say short relationship.
Long term, I would say get her on OnlyFans.
Yeah, seriously.
So he just like he's just like, I'm just concerned. I just don't want her like long term health. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, she's lying.
I care about her long term health, but I'm gonna bang the fuck out of her butt, like to the point to where I'm concerned for her health.
No. She's like, done what? This. She has done this before. It's not her first time. Sorry to tell you, dude. If she's asking for it that rough, there is no way. No fucking way.
Larry's like, I know Trixie. Trixie likes it rough.
Listen. So then they reply to him. And they're like, hey, we talked to a doctor who's... Yeah. In a anal neoplasia clinic with a research and education center, all this stuff. 30-year doctor.
Yeah.
We talked to Steve-O's doctor. He's pretty familiar with shit up the ass. So
he's like, you can stick dicks, you can stick toy cars, you can stick model rockets. I don't know. Honestly, there's not a whole lot you can't stick up an ass.
He said. Basically, they say that the most likely possible thing might be fecal incontinence. Sometimes really? You shart a little, right?
That's where your butthole doesn't feel as much as a normal person, so things may slide out.
Well, as rough as it sounds,
I think it's just leaking.
Yeah.
But so, they said even that's not very likely. Like, she's probably fine. Don't worry about it.
So is it, and just, I'm just throwing this out there. Mm-hmm. Show title, anal leakage.
Probably.
I was thinking more, what was the early one that, I just mentioned one and you just like,
I heard
glanced
you
over it. What was it?
Oh, my bad.
Easier penetration.
Easier penetration. Yeah. There. Penetration. No, but okay. Oh, I'm concerned for this woman and this man.
Well, so the doctor they talked to was like, I talked to men who fist, they're fine. It's fine. Your dick's not that big.
Wait.
Well, men, but like also, men, I would wonder if, well, go ahead.
Receive or give fisting?
I would assume receive.
There are men who do both.
Yeah.
Have you ever fisted someone?
No.
I'll show myself out.
Oh, God.
No, just kidding. No, I have not. Dude, you guys fucking know me. Do I seem like somebody that... All right,
Larry's wanting us to ask him.
No, I was just asking.
Larry, look, just stop me. Stop me when it gets too big.
Oh, my God.
No, but seriously, like, I don't know. Dude, that is way too fucking kinky for me. Like...
Dude, I'm such a plain Jane fucking like dude that wants to have sex kind of thing. Like super plain Jane.
Missionary.
No, I mean, I'm down to explore positions. I'm not down to like.
This isn't a horny episode. Let's not do this.
Every episode's a horny episode.
Wait. Have you heard of the Tether Radio podcast?
Okay, so can I tell you the other slight one?
Please,
the
other slight one.
Okay, get them both. Wait,
time out. Time out.
Are we done? No, are we not done with that one?
Well, no. My question is, did Larry actually answer? Did he?
Larry's
deflect?
Face answered that he has also not fisted anyone because he's holding his fist up and like examining the size of it and like different ways to play. He really was. And then he's like, say if you wanted to get like the last chip out of the Pringles can, so you've squashed all your fingertips together so you can reach. That's also what he was, which I don't think is fisting. I think that's finger funneling or something.
Go on record and say that I
no have not. Show title finger funneling. Fuck.
Finger funnel. I will go on record and saying that I have not fisted someone before.
All right, you know what? I will go on the record and say next topic. Wait, sorry.
I said I will go on record and saying that I have not.
All right, check.
All right,
check.
Next right. slate horn
let's
session.
Let's rock and roll.
Okay. So my friend Joey that sent me this. He sends this and he quotes this first sentence and he says, "Oh yes, sure. I know where this is going." Okay, I'm a well-educated straight millennial guy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but that's like starting off a statement with "I'm not joking."
Uh-huh.
And then like fucking,
I'm not racist, but yeah.
But
look, I don't mean to be offensive, but
yeah.
Okay, I'm a well-educated straight millennial guy. I share a house with four people, one of whom is a gay male. Last year, when COVID restrictions were easing in our area, my gay housemate and I drove to a party for a mutual friend. We each got a call a few days later. We're informed someone at the table had become ill. We needed to quarantine for 10 days. To make things easier on the housemates we shared the house with, we decided to both share his very large room, which, because it was a suite and it had its own bath and refrigerator and microwave and kitchenware, as well as a small patio. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Logistics. Yeah.
And that. There were two beds and lots of space.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, sure. Yes, sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Imagine, you guys can't figure out where this is going, can you?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. No.
So they decide that it's going to be hard to have total privacy. And also, they both masturbate daily, okay?
Well, I mean, you have to make exceptions and stuff. You know what I mean?
Sure. Like
the circumstances might require this.
Everything's not black and white, you know? So you gotta...
Exactly.
You can't hold it for a couple of days, my guy.
Thank you, dude. I'm sorry, but your fucking nutsack is not going to explode if you don't yourself for 24 hours.
You're not going to give yourself blue balls, dude. Like, come on.
So they both masturbate daily, and they separately masturbated in their own beds, watching their own laptops, usually just before going to sleep. Turns out that was a little exciting to me, and eventually one night he ended up performing oral sex on me. I did try to shut it down, but he was persistent and persuasive, so I let him.
Whoa.
Huh?
Whoa.
I feel like I need screeching tires on this.
No,
I tried to tell him to stop sucking my dick, but he was very persistent.
My first thing is they had coordinated jack-off times.
Well, yeah. If you can't if you can't join them, beat them.
That's an ISO.
Fuck.
Oh my god.
The strangest part of that to me was that they had coordinated jack off times.
Right.
That was my thing.
Like, I
what?
I don't. So then anyway, it happened daily after that, and it became a welcome habit by the time our quarantine period ended. I returned to my room, but the next night at bedtime...
Are they quarantining on a fucking island? Like, well, honestly, it's like...
When quarantine was over, I went back to my room, but the next night at bedtime, we continued our old pattern. And I'm okay with it, but I just wonder if it's misleading for him, because I don't want to take advantage.
Isn't there a rule that as long as you don't look at each other in the eyes is not gay?
Yes,
I think it's if the eyes don't touch, right?
I believe that rule like goes out, I don't know, in maybe sixth grade.
Or
once you actually like age out of even the fucking conception of doing it.
Once you put your dick into a dude's mouth and you do it more than a couple times, you can't really keep calling yourself straight.
So this is actually a question now. If you, because I actually saw this on, and this was just like, I subbed to the Too Afraid to Ask subreddit. And so obviously on front page of Reddit that, basically it pops up and it's, it gives you like a little whatever throwdown of what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
And it popped up on my front page or whatever that one of the questions that was asked was, you know, if another dude sucks your dong, does that make you gay?
It at least makes you bi.
Well, and that's, I would agree with you because it's like, I mean, you're
actually also that is involved a,
that
in
is,
the
well,
act.
That is a sexual act, you know? Yeah. And so I was like,
yeah.
I feel like that's kind of cut and dry.
Yeah.
Right?
Unless, you know, there was some weird blindfold involved and you didn't know who was sucking your dick.
Ah, is that what the kids are doing that's, these days?
And if you close your eyes and pretend it's not a dude, then I'm pretty sure you're still straight.
I mean, does it all go back to the a hole's a hole?
See?
Like, it's like, come on, man.
I've been hearing that.
I've been hearing that.
So also, okay, so the reply that was like, sucking dicks does not make gay guys fall in love, so don't worry about it. And he said, I doubt that you're going to do another, you're going to have another spit take. I doubt that your sperm.
I thought you were talking about this.
No.
You said spit take, and no, I was you, just like, ah, oh, sorry, I don't know.
Okay. Sorry, I slipped the way to get my dick sucked by my quarantine buddy.
No worries, dude.
Okay, so in the answer, he's like, "No, get over it. It's not that deep."
Yeah,
I have to read this part of the answer. I doubt that your sperm is some kind of divine nectar, an organic love potion wooing him in a little bit more with every throat coating.
What?
Oh, I'm not gonna lie. Like,
I don't like throat coating.
Is that too many words to put as my bio on Facebook?
Or my Twitter bio maxes out at 500 characters.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Then he compares and he says, "Probably this guy is just a devoted cocksucker, and this is a mutually beneficial relationship." Not unlike symbiosis observed in the suckerfish that eat parasites off of sharks. Both creatures are in that arrangement for different reasons, and they both benefit. My man.
I mean, you know.
Just throwing out Slate.
Facts out there.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have to fucking actually pay and subscribe to Slate to show them how much I love them.
Can you please get us out of the horny section with Zuckerberg?
You know how I love to fucking like hate on some Facebook. Yeah, I want to talk about this for a little bit. And speaking of sucking dick. Let's talk about Mark Zuckerberg. So this man is terrible, in case you haven't heard.
In which ways?
So Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg personally approved an internal effort to push positive stories about the besieged company via users' news feeds, the New York Times reported Tuesday.
So you mean to tell me that I'm using my own platform to pat myself on the back? Me, the host of the greatest podcast in the world?
This is the best part. These guys are so fucking arrogant that they think that they can just basically, okay.
And that no one will notice.
The term that comes to mind is one that my dad uses all the time. You can piss on my leg, but don't tell me it's raining.
I would actually also prefer my leg not be pissed on. So maybe you know, honestly, me and your dad are a little different.
No. Well, and this is the more like 2021 version. Please don't piss on my leg, and then tell me it's raining. Okay,
so I have a question just off of the title.
Yes.
Are these stories supplied by Facebook and or Facebook paid influencers, or is it just like random people?
I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah, I am so glad that you asked. So okay. they launched this this initiative codenamed quote Project Amplify. Bit on the nose, but
it's
all
not
right.
Very good code name.
Self suck.
Yeah.
So basically they wanted to.
Why does Zuckerberg's left hand look smaller than his right hand on this picture?
Oh, he heard that if he looked too symmetrical, that it made him look more alien. So he shrunk one hand.
He is such an alien. If Mark Zuckerberg is not an alien, aliens don't exist.
I am once again asking everyone to look up pictures of Mark Zuckerberg attempting to drink water.
Yes. Specifically YouTube videos of the like him in like Congress or testifying in front of Congress just doing these like bird slash fucking like.
Is this a believable sip?
Yes.
Who's worse at drinking water?
My name is Mark Zuckerberg. I am trying to consume water.
His hands look so bizarre in this.
They do look weird.
Who's
they
worse?
They look like baby hands.
Can we?
I'm posting this to the Facebook group right now.
Please.
Who's worse at drinking water? Here's this week's poll.
A hummingbird
poll.
Or...
No. Here's this week's all poll. Right. Who's worse at drinking water? Zuckerberg, Trump, or a hummingbird.
There you go,
hummingbirds,
man.
Hummingbirds are pretty good. Hummingbirds alone. How dare you put hummingbirds in the same breath as Zuck and Trump? No, well, I won't have it.
This is the thing. I threw hummingbirds out there. You're right. Their only like job is to get nectar / liquid kind of thing. So I mean, like they are built for this shit. Isn't.
I would never put a bias poll on our Facebook page.
Let me put it this way. Mark Zuckerberg is the biggest failure of Boston Dynamics I've seen.
Isn't that a little bit of a I don't know, double-edged sword, or like what's the word? Like we are literally posting a poll judging him on his platform.
I believe it's referred to as making Zuckerberg do a self suck.
Anyway,
it's called a Zuckerberg sip the own tip. I'm just kidding. Anywho, so we're talking about Project Amplify. Basically, they were found out to be pumping pro Facebook stories into users' news feeds, okay? And after being found out, only after being found out, they were saying, hey, we were just like, we were testing this algorithm to see if like, you know, we could like put these stories in for businesses that were, you know, whatever, paying for that.
Trying to advertise and shit.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, well, it's kind of interesting that you would use like pro Facebook instead of just like, I don't know, some other arbitrary thing, you know?
Okay, you don't have to pay yourself to advertise on your platform, though.
True. True. Very true. But I guess my issue is not them not owning it. Kind of thing that it's like, yeah, you know what, we used our own, you know, we used our own platform to promote our own platform. They were like, oh, well, it was just a test, you know, I mean, we're not going to do this in the future, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it just seemed like one of these things that they were like, yeah, I don't know, not a whole lot of great things coming out of Facebook. And like Business Insider was saying, they've become very arrogant, or right. as they say, less apologetic in recent months.
They have become that way because they're not held accountable no matter what happens. I mean, they've exactly. gone up against Congress and nothing has been done. I mean, Zuckerberg had to explain to congressmen what fucking cookies were, and dude, yeah, just blew their fucking minds. Nothing has happened. Nothing has come out of it. So what has to stop them from doing anything? They're just going to keep pushing the boundaries until someone actually does something, which no one is ever going to fucking do. Well, second thing I have to say about this is
what was that?
Because I keep going. Bip, bleep, bleep. Anyway, I was making fun of myself.
Have you ever seen a thing on Facebook that like asked you, have you been seeing these posts lately? Like, yes. Like a little fucking questionnaire.
Yeah.
Or am I the only one that has seen
them? I'm not even on Facebook much. And I literally scroll down through my like news feed and it's like, hey, have you seen this too much? Have you seen like whatever COVID-19 post too much?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yes.
I
don't even answer. I just scroll past. I don't even fucking answer. I don't want you to know what the fuck I've seen.
Yeah. I don't do whatever polls and shit, with the exception of what, honestly, half of the stuff that gets posted in the Facebook group, most of the time it gets run and then everybody's like already done with it when I post. Because I'm like, I'm a fucking day late and a dollar short to the
great representation of how involved you are in this podcast, Daniel.
No, it's not. It's not that I don't want to be involved. It's that I don't. It's that I fucking hate Facebook. And like, honestly, the last time that I was on Facebook, I had like this cousin hit me up and was like talking about like a distant family member that a family member had died that I don't know, and that like asking me to do a GoFundMe. And like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No.
I thought they were asking you to like buy essential oils or something.
Yeah.
Shit.
Would you can I tell you about some leggings though?
Well, no. Like, honestly, I keep getting hit up and I'm like, oh, do you listen to the podcast? And they're like, yes, but I was actually contacting you because the extended warranty on your car was going out.
Got him.
Yeah. And I'm like, no.
Speaking of cars,
hell yeah.
Do you want to hear what these idiots did?
You betcha.
Men. What?
Yes.
Daniel spilled a big drop of beer, but he's like really over exaggerating how mad he is about it.
No, I dumped beer on my notepad, dude. That's why I'm upset. Anyway,
me with 40 tabs open and 8 apps to take notes and shit in, and Daniel with a pen
and a beer stained notepad.
Hold on. Let me express the gravity of the situation. You two with a combined amount of probably $4,500 worth of equipment in front of you.
I would say probably closer to about 2.
I
didn't think about the laptops. My God.
Two with close to $4,000 worth of equipment in front of you. Mm-hmm. Daniel worries about a fucking notepad
there. The notepad was free. It's branded from a company.
It's my dad's company, and I have a box in the garage that has 3,000 of these notepads.
Okay, but in my head, yes. You've only ever had the one notepad because it's always the same. I love it.
Dude, I'm just throwing.
I love you guys. That's all I'm doing is bringing love, man.
But please leave me alone.
I'm just showing the reality of things. Like, Daniel was worried about the notepad. I would have been worried about the equipment. Anyway.
But I didn't spill it on. Anyway, go ahead. Yes, please.
the title from Odie. Oh, I'm so glad that Odie started fucking.
You love Odie.
I do love Odie. Men caught with a trunk full of KFC and $100,000 worth of cash.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. You have questions. Yes.
A couple.
Two men were caught trying to enter New Zealand, with a trunk full of KFC and $100,000 of New Zealand dollars, I'm assuming, were the cash in the trunk. The men were arrested at the Auckland border after police noticed a suspicious vehicle attempting to make a U-turn at us and speeding off to evade them. So imagine you...
Don't be suspicious.
Imagine you getting to a fucking DUI point, right? And then just turning around just very casually.
I've actually decided not to go through this DUI checkpoint. I'm going to head back this way.
Oh, I forgot my wallet.
Oh, don't mind me.
The whole reason why they got caught is because they are under lockdown right now. Auckland is under level 4 lockdown as of right now, which is why Australia and New Zealand is going fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm saying Australia and I'm including New Zealand.
By the way, have you seen their numbers?
I'm looking at the riot videos. Fuck, dude.
No. But they are locking down over like 4 deaths.
Yeah, because they want to not have any.
I understand that.
Oh no, here we go.
Okay, we're not going to go there. We're not going to go there. It's a lose-lose.
Anyway, so this level 4 lockdown, yes, which prohibits restaurants from opening and requires them to stay home outside of essential needs and services, which KFC is not an essential need, apparently, in Australia.
Have you had their extra crispy chicken?
I do not eat chicken.
Oh, my. Holier than thou, fucking vegan man now.
It's the first time that I've ever said that publicly. I'm sorry.
But you say it like it's a thing. I have not ever once eaten chicken. That's how it came across.
Dude, well, he is a true vegan now. So he starts all conversations with, "Hey, my name's Larry and I'm a vegan."
Fuck off. Anyway.
Got him.
So anyway, so the police were patrolling the back roads near the outskirts of this town. Don't you dare.
We fist bumped. Oh, he's so bad.
They eventually pulled them over. I'm not only a minority because I'm a Mexican on this podcast with two white people, but now because of,
you're going to call vegans a minority?
Between you two, yes.
Oh my God.
I'm only saying that for content's sake.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. The pair told the police that they were headed to Hamilton, a city about half an hour drive away from this.
I thought they were talking about the musical.
Police searched the car, and that's when they found the trunk stuffed full of KFC, money, and empty ounce bags.
Wait.
Are they trying to sell chicken nuggets in ounces? Like, what the fuck?
I feel like having empty ounce bags implies you sell a weed from time to time.
But they don't even have a weed.
They're trading the KFC for the weed.
They have whites and fucking they have whites and darks.
They have wings. Hello, and thighs. I would like to buy one of your finest weed. And I would like to trade you 3 flats.
Hey, you looking for thighs, legs, or breasts? No, I'm talking about chicken.
According to the picture, the KFC haul had at least 3 buckets of chicken, a large amount of fries, 10 containers of coleslaw, and other menu items as well. Holy coleslaw, says his article, Batman.
What?
It says holy coleslaw, Batman. Not to mention the $100,000 in New Zealand money, which is about 70,000 US.
Dude, these wait, guys, time out, time out. Yeah, hold the fucking press. So they have like a full bucket meal, multiple bucket meals, in addition to...
Which is illegal right now in New Zealand. In New Zealand. Because apparently you're not allowed to be open. So...
Oh, wait, so the chicken itself was contraband.
Oh! Yeah.
Okay,
so I missed that.
Yeah.
Okay. So this really is black market chicken.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, how'd they get it?
KFC is not allowed to be open, so they're hauling KFC fucking chicken.
Dude, have we entered like prohibition of like fucking fast food? It's like, dude, do you realize? Hey, y'all got some special sauce? No. I know you're just talking about burgers, but like, y'all need some special sauce on them burgers? Because I got that horseradish, and that's a special sauce ingredient, y'all. What y'all need? How much y'all need? No, oh. Cops, it's too hot in here. Too hot in here. I'm out.
What are you guys doing? You guys got chicken? No. I just have weed. Just weed. No chicken.
Just weed. No chicken. All right, you're good.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Okay, you ain't got no illegal chicken.
Let me explain why this is illegal.
Please.
Okay, so New Zealand has levels of lockdown, right? Mm-hmm. They're on level, I believe I said four. level four. Yeah. Okay, right. So... these people were arrested for breaking the level of lockdown orders. All right. Level four lockdown is set to move down in that time to level three, yep. Mm-hmm. Meaning that the residents will be permitted to commute to work and school. So level four means that they're not able to commute anywhere like to unnecessary places.
So, which is why the lockdown, it's less stringent.
The restaurant was not under the level four requirements to be open.
Ah, okay.
Oh, okay.
They were hauling technically prohibited product.
Gotcha.
Now, I just want to know where the $100,000 came from.
What if they pull the person over and he gets out? And he's like, I just don't know. Are you guys looking for the oh my God, I can't do it. What if they pulled over fucking Colonel Sanders?
Go back to Kentucky. Get the fuck out of Auckland.
Yeah. He's like, no, I was just coming down to New Zealand to hawk some of my chicken. Oh, y'all.
I believe, I don't know, like, I really didn't do a deep dive into this article, but I believe that they were selling bootleg fucking KFC chicken.
Oh, my God.
Is that where we are? Well, I'm sorry. Is that where they are in New Zealand?
They currently have 35 active COVID-19 cases, and 86 people have been charged with a total of 90 offenses regarding the level four lockdowns.
All right. So we're saying 35 active cases. I'm sorry, guys. I can't get away from this. Do you realize how many people live there? Like,
a lot fewer deaths than here.
Very true. And a lot draconian fucking like measures. But this is
not the craziest thing that has happened involving KFC. Back in October 2020, mm-hmm. a man fired shots into a KFC over the wrong order.
I mean, dude, have you ever gotten white gravy versus brown?
Dude, Jimmy John's put lettuce on my sandwich today, and I rage.
See?
I'm not kidding.
Allie was like, dude, I don't have a firearm, but I have a fucking, like... she's like, I got a wrist rocket in my car, and I'll fucking put an eye out, motherfucker.
I don't know what that is.
It's a slingshot.
Oh, okay.
I got the wrong order one time from Chipotle. And they put cheese on my shit, mm-hmm. and they gave me carnitas instead of fucking tofu, and I about raged.
I mean, dude, that's a big fucking difference there.
Yeah.
Like,
Like, if you're vegan, you can't eat
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Plus, yeah. if you're, I mean, what if you have an allergy to beef? I don't know. Does that exist?
No, you're shot on sight if you have an allergy to beef. We can't have those kind of people out there.
In 2021, dude, I've heard allergies to everything.
Oh, yeah.
Period. Oh, yeah. You know? It's like, honestly, we are raising bubble children at this point. They can't exist in reality. They just should exist on paper, so.
Oh.
Conversation killer.
Anyway, so yeah, that's, dude, in 2020, that guy, like, straight up shot KFC over the wrong order, because he went through the drive-thru, he got the wrong order, he demanded to get the his money back, they refused, and he pulled... Fuck! He pulled a gun and just shot towards a fucking building. Like, it's KFC.
Nah, dude.
Who the fuck still eats KFC?
I'm not defending this dude. But, like, people are in such a weird state of mind these days, just as a whole, that, like, nothing puts people over the edge. It is the weirdest thing, man.
I still don't know where the $100,000 in cash came from.
Okay, so we're back to the original story. Because you said that people were...
Yeah, no. Like, I'm bouncing back and
forth.
Yeah,
okay. No, that's the other thing. Time out. Why are we doing a fucking podcast? Let's start fucking running chicken to New Zealand. Come on, right? Y'all. Like, what the fuck?
There are worse jobs to have.
Do we know any
there
pilots?
Are much worse jobs. Oh my god.
Do we know what?
Any pilots?
Hey, guess what?
We are 1 degree away from a bunch of pilots because we know a stewardess. What are they called?
A flight attendant.
Flight attendant. Thank you.
We know an air traffic controller.
Yeah, two of them.
I know. I actually flew with a pilot that is a good friend of mine and a dentist.
I've been on a
plane before as well, Daniel. Yes.
No. Well, this one. I know. Yeah. Go ahead. Get a fist bump. No. One of the first times that
I flew with a pilot before. Yeah. So oh my god. Been on a plane.
Yes. Do you see this thing that flaps in front of my eyes? It's called my mouth. Sometimes my brain doesn't fucking like filter.
I keep mine
shit
down below my nose. I don't know why yours is up there. It's weird.
What? I said it was in front of
your eyes.
Yours isn't?
Your mouth is in front of your eyes?
You can look at
you're
it.
A doctor?
Oh my god.
My god.
We're all right,
let me go ahead and fuck you and fuck you. You're cool and fuck you. I'm out.
Is anybody still listening to this episode?
Of course not. No, one of my buddies is actually a pilot. I flew with him to Johnson City, so.
Oh.
Yeah, so he can at least
do.
That
was a long flight, wasn't it?
My God. How many pilots have you flown with that are personal friends? Oh, ooh. Shit. Anywho.
I did stay on a Holiday Inn Express.
Oh, there you go.
I love those commercials.
All right. So let's talk about, we were talking about chicken,
uh-huh.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So let's talk about being in a mindset of wanting some of that delicious chicken, some of that chicken that just like that, it's just
this is too much.
Oh, it's
I
just
hate
finger
this.
finger licking, y'all. finger licking, good, y'all.
Whoa.
You know that song,
no.
Beastie Boys? No shit, never, nobody, that, anybody?
No.
Finger licking, Beastie Boys. It's amazing. It's on Paul's Boutique, I believe. Amazon is lobbying the U.S. government to make pot legal.
Who would have thought that the bald-ass Jeff Bezos... Did this come after he went to space? Because maybe he encountered... I say went to space in, like, air quotes, because he, like, barely broke.
He doesn't jump really high.
Dude, he wasn't even on the spaceship. He just got super stoned and did some VR, and he was just like, whoa, bro!
Here's what I compare it to. Like, Jeff Bezos was jumping on a trampoline with his buddy, and then his buddy, like, offset his jump.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you jump together, and then, like, your buddy lands first, and then you land right after, and it fucking boosts you up.
Yeah, yeah. Double jump, dude.
That's what Jeff Bezos did.
Yeah. Yeah, but the double jump was, I don't know, taxpayers? Mm-hmm. And the people that patronize his store?
The people the people that he pays peanuts that have to pee in bottles because they don't have time for pee breaks.
There you go. Yeah. So Bezos got high. Thank you, Bezos.
And then he wants to get high. But I, before you get into this, sure. I want to kind of, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Speculate.
Okay.
Maybe he cannot get enough people to work for him, so he wants drugs.
I'm so glad that you've brought that point up, because believe it or not, I will address that.
Have you clicked on the story yet?
No,
because it's actually addressed. Yeah, it's actually addressed.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hold on.
So basically, Amazon's actively lobbying the United States government to federally legalize cannabis, the company announced on Tuesday morning. So basically, they've said, we want to lower the barrier for hiring because it's too hard to hire people these days. So we're going to actively lobby for legalization on a federal level, and so that we can basically have a larger workforce. Do you want to take a stab at the percentage of turnover for the average Amazon warehouse for employees?
75%.
Wait, what are how do they figure a turnover percentage?
I would guess that's a good
question.
I just
don't get what that number would what it means, you know?
Yeah, so I would think, like, in a period of time, this many people leave, and
since I professionally deal with turnover,
there you go,
right
there you go, please.
So the way that you see it is, how many people do you intake, and how many people how long do they stay and then leave afterwards? Okay. Right, so the turnover percentage really has to do with how much people you hire and then release within a certain amount of time.
Okay.
Given that information, I believe that Amazon's fulfillment centers, by their conditions and their reputation, I think they have a turnover rate of over 100%.
How can it be? I don't understand how it can be over 100%.
Because they cannot hire enough people to come in and work.
So if they have 100 people, then in the matter of a month, 150 people have left and been replaced.
Yeah. Pre-existing employees join the new hires, and
like
they've
basically started over in a month.
But even then, I feel like it would max out at 100.
Well, so no. Because you can have people leaving more than the term of the 30 days kind of thing. Yeah. Does that make sense?
No. Okay. I don't get what they're saying. Like,
okay. So that would mean that you had in 30 days, that would mean that you had, if you had 100 employees, you would have all 100 leave, all 100 be replaced, and then 50 leave, and then 50 be replaced, all within 30 days.
Huh, okay.
Does that make sense?
I think.
It's insanely high.
Sure.
So this was the funniest line. I read it to Megan before recording, and I was just like, this is just funny. Hiring new employees to replace outgoing ones is a big enough problem that some Amazon executives worry the company will run out of hireable Americans. AKA, there are not enough employable Americans to keep Amazon's warehouses going.
Yeah.
Because the fucking... the environments are... And the pay is so shit...
Which is why I said that I think that their turnover rate is over 100%.
Yeah, it's 150%, man.
What? No shit, really?
Yeah. It's 150%.
That's why I kept asking how it could be over 100, because I like saw that and I'm like, I don't understand.
No, it shouldn't. Let me put it this way. It shouldn't be. Hell, it shouldn't even be close to 100%. Right, it should be like, what, like 15? Something like that. I don't, I honestly don't know how this, I'm talking out of my ass in regards to this.
A good company's turnover rate is under like 25%.
Sure.
Like that is like your tenured 25, 35 year employees, you know what I'm saying? But
you hear about the fucking like, the, not environments, but, the workplace that these people have to like fucking exist in.
It's
terrible. I mean, it's like
Amazon is notorious for doing this though.
Yeah.
They are.
I was reading some stuff about their, and I know that we've covered it in the past. I know we've actually covered this kind of in the past.
Their suicide booth that they have. Yeah.
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 Yeah. No shit. but it was like, this AI that they're trying to deploy in like the cars, that it's like I was reading about and anecdotal evidence, but like people talking about like they took a sip out of a water cup or whatever at a stoplight and it starts beeping off and being like, you've taken your eyes off the road, you know, blah 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 blah. God. You know? It's like, dude, I hope to God this is not the future that we're fucking like cultivating. We're living
in Black Mirror land, bro.
No shit. Well, we are until we fucking like push back and say enough's fucking enough, man. Because honestly, if people are just down with like fucking moving around and not pushing back, I'm not saying like you should throw yourself under the bus. I'm saying that you should like fucking, you should at least let your fucking grievances be known. That's
as
what
you
I think.
Covered this episode and the Apple, as you covered this article in the Apple article, it doesn't seem to trend that way. So go ahead and finish this one so you can cover the Apple article.
Shit. The Apple one. My God. I don't have a whole lot other, a whole lot of other things other than that they're, dude, all they're doing is lowering the barrier for employment because they're running out of hireable people, period.
Yeah, so they're lobbying Congress.
Yeah, to federally legalize marijuana. Yeah,
because they're running out of fucking workforce.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That makes sense.
I mean, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, man, smoke it if you got it, whatever. No, that's not, they don't fucking care about fucking weed.
Yeah.
They care about bringing people onto their company to fucking, like, sap their will of life out of them and then throw them to the fucking side.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
At least they can get high before they go to work or after. You know, whatever.
That's a good point. Honestly, I don't know. It might actually make it more, not desirable, but like tolerable. So,
dude, could you imagine
being Amazon super stoned and trying to dodge robots and like fucking lift shit? No, I'm just kidding.
Obviously, they wouldn't want you to go to work high, but like after, like, you know,
I'm
saying?
Joking, but yeah,
they give a perk like where like after your shift, they give you like a fucking like
Amazon basic joint.
Yeah, just
you know, it's like here's your Amazon basic joint and here's your Amazon basic lighter. Don't worry, there's only three lights to it, so you better get it lit well, you know. Don't worry, it's rolled by robots, so there's no like pockets in it. Whatever, I don't know. Anywho.
Yeah.
I've rolled some weeds. Anyway, let's talk about Apple. Now that I've shat upon Facebook and Amazon, let's get the trifecta in there, right? So Apple's reportedly working on mental health monitoring using iPhone data. So if you think that they actually give a shit about you, you're a fucking idiot. So,
I knew that was going to be your reaction to this.
Well, like, no, okay. I'm sorry, but like, dude, in this day and age, if you think that any of these companies actually care about your well-being, I'm sorry, you're a lost cause.
When Alicia sent me this, she was like, Oh, Daniel's gonna like this.
No, I'm just saying, like, dude, all these people see is like money signs.
Yeah.
So, Apple's reportedly working on ways to help detect and diagnose conditions such as depression, anxiety, and cognitive decline using an iPhone. And guess what? You could actually combat all of these by putting your iPhone down. But no, they want you to hold it so that they can fucking scan you. Yeah.
Apple. All you have to do, bro, is just look at my fucking Instagram feed.
Zuck's got you covered, brother.
And my TikTok for you page. That's all you have to do.
Or my like most used emojis.
Or my most listened to music.
Or just my age. Am I a millennial?
Or just me?
Yes, I have anxiety.
Yes, I'm depressed. Yes, I have anxiety. Yes, like honestly, the future looks bleak for me. So I'm future? Sorry.
Bold of you to think there's what a future.
My God.
I wanna read this. I wanna read sure. this this what's it called? Fucking what's the word I'm looking for?
Synopsis? I don't know. I don't know what you're looking at. It looks like you're looking at your penis.
I want to read this fucking thing to you. This post.
Okay.
Yes,
I almost read this. It's not a meme, it's just a screenshot of some text. Yeah. But people are like, this meme. And I'm like, it's not a meme.
Yeah. Yeah. Things only 90s kids will understand.
Yeah.
Tamagotchis, Pokemon cards, Sony Walkmans, the crushing realization that you're stuck between a generation of people who believe that hard work could accomplish anything and that you should live your dreams, while the generation that comes immediately after you is living far better by being in the right place at the right time and having the foresight to study in newly developed fields, thus leaving you to tend to your hopeless, demolished expectations, dreams for the future. Pogs.
I would like to report this picture because I'm in it and I don't like it.
So this is my only dig with this. I agree. We have been handed a shit stick, period. The generation behind us were a bunch of free-loving,
the ones older than us?
I'm sorry, yes. Next. Behind us. Okay. I meant behind us in time.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah.
Not
that was Gen X. That was right?
Yeah.
What?
Gen X.
Yeah.
You well Gen I actually accused the boomers, dude. The baby boomers, they couldn't Yes.
Yeah.
The baby boomers thought that they came into this world and they thought that like free love and all this shit was gonna solve everything. Guess what? It fucking doesn't, you bunch of fucking idiots. Like, holy fucking shit. This just in. Banging everybody and fucking until you're like, whatever, solves nothing. You just created a bunch of miscreants that are just running around and thinking that free love is going to solve everything. Guess what? It fucking doesn't.
All right, so how is Apple going to fix this? You love how I cut him off on his rant.
Reined him back.
No, I refuse to be cut off. I'm going to take my 2 cents. Uh-oh. So this is the issue. Our parents' generation created a bunch of people, and since they're the ones in power, and they were the ones that sent us on this journey to get educated, and like, oh, if you follow this path, everything. No. Fuck you. No. Their generation is going to sap fucking Social Security, period. It will not exist for us, period. We will pay into it. We will see none of it.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's been known, for a while.
Yeah, exactly. And so we have to fucking just accept the fact that we've been dealt kind of some shit cards, and we just have to fucking move forward. We can't, like, sit around and mope and stuff. Dude, you know what? Very, very accurate right now. I'm wearing a shirt right now that is a NASA shirt that says failure is not an option.
That's why I'm calling for a revolution.
No, let's go. But this is the thing, dude. All we have to do, we are way the fuck smarter than the previous generation. I know this for a fucking fact.
We are able to adapt a whole lot better.
Yes. And all what they're doing is they're trying to figure out, how can we stay in control?
How did this become temporary insanity is what I want to know.
I don't know. I don't know. I think that you guys baited me, but I took it. I took it hook, line, and sinker, and that's why I'm fucking running with it. But my point is I refuse to have this outlook of just bleak, whatever, no future, all this shit. Fuck that, dude. Fuck that shit. These people are old. They're only getting older. And, dude, if you don't think that we are more powerful as a generation than they even thought about doing, all they can do is sit around and get fucking fucked up in whatever manner they please and be like, oh, yeah, man, relive the fucking whatever days. Fuck it. Yeah. Doesn't matter. We are better than that. As a generation, we are fucking better than that, dude. So anyway, let's talk about Apple.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Yeah, right. So my point, honestly, I will bring it back in this manner. These cocksuckers at Apple, I don't trust them to diagnose me with anything.
Period. He says that as he reads this article on an Apple MacBook Pro while holding an Apple iPhone. Anyway.
No. First of all, my left hand is on my computer. My right hand is on my... My left hand is on my computer. And anyway, let's move on. But in regards to this shit, dude, it's so stupid that, like, I can't even... I don't even know if I should like give it the fucking time of day kind of thing. Because if you think that you can achieve by putting some kind of algorithm that's going to figure out facial expressions and like fucking how you type on a phone to your friend, if you think that it can figure out whether or not you're suffering from something, I do not buy that in the least.
Yeah, I mean, how does it calculate resting bitch face? Because I have resting bitch face.
No, but my point is like, dude, what we're missing these days is fucking human interaction. And honestly, everybody's trying to get away from it, including me. But that is the thing that we need. That is legitimately the thing that we need. Case in point, when we went from doing... in-person recording for the podcast. Larry, what did you request? What did you request, Larry? You wanted to have like some kind of video. Did you not?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So, are you talking about from when we went from in-person to to remote recording?
Correct. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was probably not very articulate on that.
Yeah, because I wanted to see you. I wanted to see your guys' reactions because it's not real. It's not real to me unless I see your reactions.
Dude.
Like, it wouldn't have been the same if I didn't see Daniel almost spitting his fucking beer out.
Exactly. Right. And dude, do you think that this podcast would be the same if you didn't see Allie and I fucking fist bumping over bullshit? No.
Sure.
My point is that no shit, dude. Even though all of us are fighting this like human interaction thing, because like, dude, I'd be a fucking liar to say that I don't try to get out of like human interaction every chance that I get, specifically with people that like I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, it's great to fucking roll up to Kroger and like whatever.
Talk to your buddy John at Kroger, yeah.
Well, no, just pop your fucking trunk and somebody throw some groceries in it and you fucking swipe your card, don't talk, and like dip. But you know what? No shit. I've started making a point to talk to people when I go to stores and like.
Yeah.
And by the way, speaking of Kroger, guess what I found at Kroger?
Oh, the hot Valentinas.
I like the regular one better. I like the flavor of the regular one better, but I love Valentina.
I actually agree with Allie, but I do like the hot. I like the hot, but I like the regular.
I took what I can get. Yeah.
Anyway. What? Are you fucking kidding me?
That's the only one they have.
Dude, I can get the big boy for you for like $250.
Oh, come on, man.
Tree Fitty get you the big boy.
Allie is my candle hookup. You can be my Valentina hookup.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for that. No, I'm just kidding.
Anyway,
my point is, if these arrogant pieces of shit think that they are going to solve the problem of mental health by, like, computation...
Yeah,
they've got another thing coming, man. Humans are exponentially more complicated than anything that they can fucking program, dude.
I honestly don't think that's their goal. I think that's a front for something else.
Yeah, it's called data grabbing.
But at the same time, no one's going to give a fuck because, I mean, that's how it's marketed. But I don't think that's what the goal is.
I mean, I feel like to me, I'm going to like when I am on TikTok for too long, yeah. TikTok brings up a little video that's like, hey, we know you love watching TikTok, but you should take a break. I'm not kidding. You know, this is a real thing.
Well, no, I know. But does it do anything? Change
the person?
No, I can just go to the next video. Yeah. Like, I'm not good at this.
Yeah.
Is it just me or did TikTok change the person? Now it's a girl saying like.
I sometimes get the girl, but I usually still get the guy. But yeah, all that to say, I'm going to be like, okay, yeah, I shouldn't be on here so long. Anyway, continuing. Yeah. Same with anyway. If you're like. We noticed that you seem to have anxiety. I'm like, yeah, bitch, that's why I'm disconnecting from the world and I'm on my fucking phone.
And I don't blame you because, dude, I use video games the same. First of all, super quick tangent. Just beat Darksiders 3. It's really fun for any action people out there that like whatever action games on PS4.
In case the listeners didn't know, this is a super long episode because we're not doing an Untethered this
week. It's true. So. Yeah. It's true. And I apologize.
Us? Rambly?
Us? My God. Get out of here with that. I don't want people in our generation to just fucking give up, dude. When you fucking give up, that is when you lose, period. If you give up and if you start like going down the fucking negative Nancy path kind of thing, and I'm not accusing anybody because we all have our ebbs and flows, you know, and it's like, dude, sometimes I don't want to fucking get out of bed and sometimes I don't get out of bed. But the point is you can't stay in bed. That you got to fucking at some point you got to choose to like get up and be like, you know what, I'm living my best fucking life. Yeah, maybe I hadn't been dealt a great card or dealt a great hand of cards, but like, damn, dude, we got a lot to fucking live for and we got a lot of fun to have and like, holy shit, don't think that Apple has your fucking best interests and don't think that Apple is going to fucking like solve your fucking problems.
The longest road to get to that point. I love it. I do not hate any bit of it, but it was the longest road to that point. What I want to know
is can I play this real quick?
Yeah.
You were like itching for that.
Oh yeah. Tell us what's up. Is it Mace? Is that what's up?
Yeah. Alex, are you gonna tell us about why?
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry.
Roasting people about their fucking shoes.
Man. Okay, wait. Before I get to that, because it's light and fun.
Yeah.
So Gabby Petito, who you can't open the internet without seeing.
Yes.
God damn it.
I'm just touching this. And then I'm going on. She's not the only missing fucking person and people need to pay more attention.
Exactly.
That's all.
Thank you.
I was going to work up a thing and really write about this, but thankfully mainstream news got to it. Like CNN and stuff are writing things being like, hey, black and brown people have been missing. Like, indigenous folks are missing everywhere and no one fucking cares. Like, y'all should care.
Can
we talk about, the children that are, have been displaced from their parents,
right?
At the border for like, you know,
years,
years.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And like, anyway. Is that a question? Because if that's a question, the answer is no.
No, yeah, Larry, yeah. Those kids are not cute and blonde.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying, like, this is mainstream media for you. Yeah. Does that get clicks? No, it doesn't.
Let me make this clear.
Yeah.
What happened to her is tragic. And I hope that everything that comes up against
little about this, which is terrible.
Like, whoever is responsible, I hope they get, like, everything that they fucking deserve. Right. But at the same time, it's like, can we not share this amount of publicity and attention to every fucking case in the U.S.? Like, and every case.
The phrase missing white woman syndrome ended up trending on Twitter this week because so many people finally were like, hey, this is not the only missing person.
No.
And like, it's just, it's insane. And I'm glad that that has got news and that I feel like I don't even need to cover it. Good thing, because I didn't fucking get a chance to write it. But, I mean, it's the whole idea that we've talked about a few times about the less dead. Like, people don't care if you're a drug addict, a sex worker, a minority of any, but especially black, brown, indigenous, like, and, but this cute blonde girl goes missing and the whole internet is like, we will solve it. Part of that, you sort of can't help because there are so many clues on social and stuff that you feel like you might be figuring out a real case. But it's also like,
can we just say that there's a problem with mainstream media?
Sure, sure.
And just the news that like, why are things not being covered? Why are...
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah.
Dude, there's so much stuff that is like, why are we micro-focused on these like,
because that's
the thing, dude, is like, honestly, it comes back to the phrase, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah.
And it sucks, but, and I hate that that's where we are with like media, man.
And now
it
the media
sucks.
Is so like just self-absorbed that they covered the fuck out of this case, which they still are. Mm-hmm. Now they're covering all the like missing white woman syndrome idea. Good. You need to be conscious of this. And
now you're doing it, but time out, not
for the right reason. No. Probably.
And then
call the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then they're covering stories now about critics claiming that the concept of missing white woman syndrome has overpowered the other missing people stories. And I mean, dude, this is exhausting.
Welcome to the goddamn conversation. Where the fuck have you been?
I can't fucking roll my eyes hard enough because I'm just like, dude, literally all of these fuckers are calling out the other ones.
Yeah.
It's this cyclical like argument that it's like, well, I can't believe nobody else is covering that.
Yeah.
But everyone's saying that. And it's like, well, who's supposed to cover it? You guys are the main guys. Like, we are the people that, like, fucking, like...
That's us.
That's what we're here for.
And you know what?
Who else will cover what Allie's about to cover? The fact about...
These shoes! You want to get into these shoes?
I don't know what this is!
These boots were made for walking.
The only reason I'm saying this is because I know this is a super long episode. We're going on like an hour and a half already, probably. Yep, sure. We could probably go a little bit longer, but I want to get this rolling because I want to get two more of my topics in, and I kind of want to hear two more of Allie's.
Uh-oh.
So,
I'm not going to lie. I don't think I'm down actually to go that late. No offense, but my ass is gonna be up.
I will say the other early. One that you're wanting, the top one of mine, there's not much to it.
I love you guys. I love chatting with you guys, but we started late and we might have to end.
Yeah, I'm fucking tired.
Yeah.
So,
if I cover the other, it'll just be the fucking mention.
Let's shoot for 9:40-ish. Okay. If that's cool.
Okay. So. This is basically, this is just an Imgur photo dump of pictures and tweets. No, it's not. But this is so
good. I don't correct just because whatever.
I don't care. I don't think anybody knows how to pronounce it, and I don't care.
And I don't care enough to correct.
Okay, so these are all tweets from 2015, but I had not seen them, and they cracked me up. So there's this dude on Twitter, and his handle is Fart. Like, he is at Fart. He's pretty funny.
Damn.
I know. Like, how long have you been original, on Twitter?
Original,
yeah. Right?
I mean, like, original OG. Name. Yeah. Oh, fucking G. Yeah.
So he posts this picture of these shoes, and they're lace-up Vans, but they look more like the shape of, like, kids, like, kid shoes.
Yeah.
They're red. They've got black laces and, like, maybe a bronze color of the grommets for the shoelaces to go through.
Mm-hmm.
A brown leather tongue, and the inside is a leopard print. And you can see the inside, even when you're wearing them, just a little around the top.
Yeah,
okay? Okay,
I got you.
Yeah.
I love these shoes. I would wear the fuck out of these shoes.
Those are pretty legit.
But I like tacky shit.
I would buy these shoes.
Right? I would buy these shoes.
They're not, like, honestly,
They're not that bad, but...
I hate when they put the good pattern inside.
I know. Right? Like, it's a tease. I want more leopard on the outside.
Yeah.
I've always been saying this.
Agreed.
More leopard print, please. Leopard print is a neutral. I would die on this hill.
There you go.
Okay. He posts this picture. He says, I don't remember buying these gaudy motherfucking shoes, but am I going to wear them? You bet your ass. This other guy who also has an OG handle of @R, just A-R-R, okay? He roasts this guy forever. I was reading these in Hooten, okay? He says, shoes look like a gigolo's couch, man. He says, shoes look like the guy from The Offspring and Peg Bundy went through the teleporter from The Fly.
Peg Bundy?
Shoes look like a mad doctor turned a pimp inside out. I read all the top streetwear blogs, but I somehow missed the Keds and RuPaul collaboration. he's like, at Fart is replying. He's like, I'm legit mad at you, dude. And he just keeps going. He's like, so did you just snap the heels off some shoes a chick was wearing in a ZZ Top video or what?
Holy shit.
Were these custom made from some kind of super unpopular male strip club or what? He said, these shoes are a little much. Are these from the Bob Guccione collection at Kmart, dude? Did somebody make these out of one of Scott Weiland's top hats from a Stone Temple Pilots video?
Oh, my God.
He says, David, please stop roasting my goddamn shoes. He says, you know I can't do that, man. He says, what are the exact legal grounds to declare a mistrial on a pair of shoes? Shoes look like the set of MTV's House of Style circa 1991. Man, these God shoes are it. Like, what if the Black Hole Sun video was by a ska band?
Oh, no.
That one got me.
No.
Just watch the behind-the-scenes shit from the DVD of The Mask, and Jim Carrey refused to wear these because they were a little much.
God damn it.
These are straight up from a porno about a clown. I think I saw a lounge singer wearing these in the Flintstones Viva Rock Vegas. Anyway, great shoes. Enjoy. He's not done. Then he says, unfortunately, they're made out of the car the OMC guy was driving around in the How Bizarre video. He says, I think I saw William H. Macy wearing these in Boogie Nights. They straight up look like a tea kettle from the Isaac Mizrahi collection on QVC. These shoes have some problems, dude. He said, by the way, did you get those shoes out of the condom machine in the bathroom of a karaoke bar? When you put them on, does embroidery snake around your shirt like evil vines due to some kind of tiki lounge curse?
Oh my god.
Hey, next time you're prying stuff off a dead hustler, can you grab me a mesh tank top? If you click your heels together 3 times, do you get transported to the nightclub in Scarface? Then I swear, he says, hey, I gotta go to bed, but remind me tomorrow that I wanted to tell you some shit about your shoes. Then he starts back. He says, Boz Lerman ass footwear. He said, okay, good night, man, for real, but those are some John Leguizamo and Romeo and Juliet ass shoes. Oh, and if you don't remember buying them, it's probably because Chris Kattan dropped them off on the way home from the Corky Romano set.
Jesus, dude.
Then some other dude chimes in. He's like, those shoes came with a bottle of butter popcorn flavored vodka.
Oh, goddamn.
But then he said, man, did you pop that shoe off the leg lamp from A Christmas Story? Did you buy this from Chester Cheetah's alcoholic jazz musician father? Oh, I missed the year Cruella De Vil headlined Warp Tour. That's the best one. That's the
best one.
Best oh my one. God. There's a few more, but I feel like I've worn them out. I mean, there's awesome. Oh, he did say French right. French Stewart ass shoes.
Okay. So to close this out.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You have three choices.
Okay.
Do you want to hear about penguins dying?
No.
Do you want to hear about students in Florida in COVID?
Also, no.
Mm. Or, okay, then it's Toronto.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Then it's last choice?
The last choice sounds like a win. Don't even.
Toronto
don't even,
Sun.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Toronto Sun. All right.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, right.
This has Christmas Day news story written all over it. My.
All right, guys. For all the gentlemen out there, including Allie. How?
I just let it go. I'm like,
What is the most creative way that you have measured the size of your dick? I pose that question for everyone listening. Well, this lad.
I was going to say that's only posed to one person. No, I'm just kidding.
No, Allie probably has a bigger dick than you do.
I hope you're not looking for an argument.
So. For this story, a UK teen has been hospitalized after a USB cord gets stuck in his penis.
Ah.
In his penis.
Yes, you heard
me right, ladies and gentlemen. This gentleman.
Wait, is it a USB A or C?
It has not been disclosed. But the London boy revealed to doctors after his mother left the room that he inserted a cable to, quote, measure the length of his penis.
Why do you need to insert it?
My man.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Okay, so... It's unknown why he didn't just use a trustworthy fucking, you know, just a tape measure.
A ruler, a tape measure. Literally, you can stick anything beside your penis and fucking then like mark it and then take it to another thing that is more appropriate to use as a fucking like measurement. Like what?
Have this you article considered states, no one cares how big your dick is? Has anyone considered this?
No. Okay, I'm sorry, Allie. No.
I'm canceled.
According to our last episode, people care.
Who you're going to tell.
No one cares about anyone's dick measurement other than their own.
Yeah, well, but that's my point. It's like, you got to be able to give those stats out to the people that do care.
Sure.
The point is that like, I don't have people lining up.
Hold on, our last episode said that the lady was not happy after her husband got the strap-on dildo, right?
Yeah. Well, I thought she
ended up being happy.
Yeah, I was gonna say she was.
No, she wasn't happy like afterwards.
She
though.
Wasn't
like,
happy after, with after... his him without
oh,
it.
Oh, right. Yes, without sure. it,
right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, it's unknown why he didn't use a trustworthy method of the fucking ruler, whatever.
Oh, so what about a banana for scale?
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
God.
Oh,
God.
Can I get this through this goddamn article?
I wish we'd stop interrupting.
Sorry.
The cable, which was already knotted up, wound up getting caught in his urethra.
Whoa. It was knotted up prior to insertion?
Mm-hmm. The teen attempted to extract it himself, but then began to experience blood in the urine. So his mother took him to the hospital where he made his confession.
Hey, Mom. What did you do, Billy? I have like a cough.
What? But you keep grabbing your crotch.
No, it's. I just need a doctor.
But just as a precautionary statement out there,
foreign bodies inserted into the urethra can cause serious injuries, ranging from urinary tract infections, painful erections, and bladder dysfunction, most of which typically come down to sexual curiosity.
Okay.
And sexual practice after intoxication.
It's going to hurt.
It could be argued that the cornhole is a two-way thing. It could be argued.
It makes a little more sense.
It cannot be argued that your fucking penis is a two-way thing.
I'm going to adjust my things here.
Okay. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen. I wish you could see me looking at you right now, but you can't. But please, for whatever deity you believe in, do not shove a fucking iPhone charger up your dick to measure your dick.
That's not what you were doing, my man. Nobody thinks they need to measure the inside.
The most accurate measurement is inside, apparently. Oh, so
I just don't understand. I don't understand. I know. Like, why honestly,
are people in England going fucking crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. This is just yeah. I you know what, I'm a pour one out for this UK teen. And I'm gonna say, my bro, don't.
Just don't.
And honestly,
you don't want
to
get
Take this to the grave. Don't ever tell anyone about this.
Man. Too late. It's fucking news.
Yeah,
the Toronto Sun has picked it up.
My man's out here trying to get on my Christmas Day list of the shit we put in our various orifices over the year.
Right? That's what he's trying to do.
Fuck, man. Fucking man.
Shit. Well, that was short and sweet, and that's what I wanted it to be. So there we are.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
Well, so now that we're at the end of the episode, I'm going to take this USB cord and I'm going to stick it in my pee hole.
Oh, I gotta go.
No! No, I'm just kidding. All right. But that is the end of this episode.
Oh, my gosh.
So we have just wrapped up. I was going to say 165, but hey, guess what? That's multiple episodes
Wrong.
Yeah. So this is episode 168 of the Tether Radio podcast. Let us know what you guys thought about it or don't. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Please do.
No, honestly, we would love to know what you guys thought about it. We would love to have any recommendations, anything along those lines, man. You can send it to tetherradio@gmail.com. That is tetherradio@gmail.com. Twitter, Instagram, same handle @tether_radio. Facebook, all one word, Tether Radio. We've got the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group where we get up to all the good shenanigans. We got Larry over here posting all them great polls. P-O-L-L-S, not P-O-L-E-S.
I can do both.
we say, hey, man, dick pics, keep them to yourself. Anyhow. keep an eye out for those, not the dick pics, the polls. Anyway.
keep an eye out for both.
Oh, there you go.
They're my OnlyFans.
Yeah, right? His OnlyFans is @BigBoyLarry.
No, my OnlyFans is @LeatherDaddy99.
LeatherDaddy 42069.
Yes.
We also have the Read with Tether Facebook group. Our current book is
Head Full of Ghosts by Paul Tremblay.
We don't have a date currently.
We're going to shoot for late October, it's near Halloween, because it's spooky.
Yeah, it spooks.
But it's pretty short. It's free on Amazon Prime Reading. If you have Prime, you can just borrow it indefinitely for free on anything that you can put a Kindle app on. Mm. So, that's cool.
Rock and roll. We were shooting around different ideas, and this just seems super awesome. So
it's supposed to be very disturbing, which... good. mean, like, it's about an exorcism, and I've read a couple of this guy's books, and I had to distance myself from one of them because it fucked me up so much at like 30% in, and I was like, I'm not gonna finish this book. And like 3 months later, I was like, I have to know. Like, I had to finish the book because I couldn't get it out of my head. So this guy can write.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so the cool thing about the Read with Tether Facebook group, / book club, man, if you want to read it, rock and roll. If you can't get through all of it, we understand. Life gets in the way.
You don't even touch the book,
yeah,
Larry, you can still come hang.
And honestly, it's actually kind of fun to have people there that don't read the book so that they can ask questions that the people that did read the book might not think about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so fuck off, Allie.
I'm just saying, if you don't read.
Hey, I'm just being a moderator, you lazy son of a... No, just kidding.
Also, it's short. It's like 286 pages, which in the book world is pretty short.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Even for me that reads at a third grade level and a second grade speed. So, anyway, but there is one publication that I can get through in, I don't know, 30 minutes because of my slow reading. It's the Tether Radio newsletter.
Yeah.
You can sign up for that at tetherradio.substack.com. Guess what's in that? I'll tell you. All of our show notes, Allie aggregates all that stuff weekly. It goes out on Monday. It's amazing. She has some fun critter photos and other things that, I don't know, occasionally I will send to her, but I'm not going to lie, 99.9% of stuff that ends up in there, that is all Allie, and she kills it weekly. So... yeah, you can check it out, or you can sign up at the aforementioned URL. I'll say it again. Tetherradio.substack.com. We also have Tether Radio Untethered. We will not have one this week because, holy fuck, we've gone long this week. So we will probably have one next week. Yeah, I think that's about it. Anybody else got anything?
I don't think so, but we do already have some horror recommendations in the works.
Ooh, we do. Yep,
yeah, we already got some lined up. Got those coming.
Got it in the works. Yep. We're going to have Allie's working on some books. I'm working on some movies and maybe TV shows. Yep. I don't know. We'll throw some
shit around. I'm working on some fucking sexy, scary costumes. Ooh. So, like, look out for the gimp suit.
Well, time out. Are those the booby tassels that you have on right now, or is that what you're going to showcase?
Yeah, affordable gimp suits. I'm talking about, like, chokers, you know, we're bringing those back. So,
my
just
man,
keep
you
an
had
eye
me
out for
at
those.
An affordable gimp suit. I'll tell you what.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well,
I don't want to break the bank, brother.
They have to be pleather. You have to be like animal conscious about these things. So.
Sure. Vegan leather only.
Understandable. Yes.
Yeah. Since you guys called me out on this fucking episode, let's just go ahead and do that.
Look at Larry bringing up being vegan again.
There you go.
There he is.
Fuck you guys.
And this has been episode 168 of the Tether Radio Podcast. I'm Daniel. That's Vegan Larry. No, I'm just kidding.
That's so bad. I wish y'all could see his face. He's so mad.
No. Honestly.
I hate you guys so much.
We thank you guys so much for joining us for episode 168 of the Tether Radio Podcast. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm your Dom Daddy Larry.
Gross.
And thank you guys for joining us. Hope you guys have a fantastic week, and until then, take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye, guys.